Welcome to Crossroads, a program of the Network of Religious Communities and Town Square Media. And here on the program, we're going to be talking to Dr. Robert Stahl, his life journey and particularly several ventures. He's a geriatric physician, but he's also been involved in building bridges, particularly the bridges between persons in the Muslim and Jewish community. We've been talking about your calling as a physician, a healer, but you've also moved a little further out as well. That have to do with healing community, particularly some of the communities that we're dealing with, the Jewish, the Muslim community. Can you talk about how you got into this and what are the roots of it in Judaism?
Well, let me just say, I think the true seeds on why I ended up interested in doing this and why it just comes naturally that I want to do it is when I was growing up, my parents, especially my dad, my mother, you know, was raising three boys. So she was busy doing that. But on the weekends in our neighborhood in the suburbs of New York City, my dad was like the go-to guy. The neighbors would come and say, "Hey, Al, my washing machine isn't working right. Can you come take a look at it?" And he'd go over there and take a look. And people would offer him money for his time and effort and knowledge. And he would always say, "No, you know, this is just what I like to do. It's my pleasure to help you." And, you know, I can't tell you how many washing machines, refrigerators, lawnmowers, and bicycles and cars and things that he helped get back in order, or, you know, make the determination, well, you got to junk it and get something else during, you know, my time growing up. And, you know, though at the time I really didn't get into the fixing stuff as much as my brothers did, but I think it rubbed off. Just, you know, to give of yourself to someone else without any expectation of anything in return. And that it makes you feel good. My father, you know, he never said how he wasn't doing it to make himself feel good, but it's what gave him joy in his life, rather than, you know, sitting on the couch and watching, you know, a football game or I don't know, going to OTB or whatever people do. Besides, you know, going out around the neighborhood and helping your neighbors.
So you can talk about the influence of your father that sort of said, and certainly he had enough to do in terms of geriatric care as a physician. But you also have made an effort to take on this building bridges.
Yeah. And I got started, unfortunately, with the very shocking event that everyone knows about here in Buffalo, and that's the crash of Continental Flight 3407, in which we lost a dearly loved, admired cantor, Susan Whaley, in that plane crash. And I found out that she was going to teach a class at the Hebrew High School, the High School of Jewish Studies, part of the Bureau of Jewish Education here, called Building Bridges. And the idea behind it was to build bridges between the Jewish kids and other faiths, and especially the Muslim faith. And I found out that she had worked with a local dentist, Dr. Shibley, and others.
Dr. Othman Shibley.
And Dr. Yep. Othman Shibley, in trying to bring together Jewish and Muslim youth, and just nothing more than just getting them together in the same room and having them talk to each other and get to know each other. And, you know, I didn't know Susan that well. I had met her a few times and spoke with her a little bit. But that struck me. I just had to do something. Like 9/11, I felt I had to do something. I offered to go to New York City, and you know, I felt compelled. This tragedy here, I felt compelled. So I asked to teach the class. Which she never even ended up teaching her own class.
Right.
And she didn't leave a curriculum. So I had to envision what she wanted to do in that class. And the class, I thought, was fabulously successful. I asked Dr. Shibley to bring Muslim students that he taught and others taught at the local mosque to the class so that the kids could interact. I didn't think telling kids what to do would do the job. You had to see the person, experience the person. It's like thinking or it's reading in the news about a foreign land and then being there. I've been to Thailand. I spent 6 weeks working in a refugee camp during my medical school curriculum. And you don't know a place until you're actually there. And so I felt it important to bring the kids together. And that was the key element. And that ended up resulting in my attending as an invited guest to go to the annual Islamic Society of North America annual convention, where there were 30,000 Muslims there, and me, one Jewish person, and maybe a handful of other Jewish people. And I went with Dr. Shibley, his family, and a friend of mine. And we found out about a twinning program that a Jewish sponsored group in New York City had started the year before, had involved 50 synagogues and 50 mosques in the United States. And the second year, they were hoping to get to double that and to include an international twinning.
And what was the focus of twinning?
The purpose of twinning was very similar to what I tried to do in the Building Bridges class, and to get people together, to share for imams and rabbis, to share each other's pulpits, to sit down at Bible study, a Quran study together, to experience the Friday afternoon Juma prayer, which is the most important prayer service of the week for Muslims. And what we did here Dr. Shibley and I, we wanted to show how Muslims and Jews, and this was the true purpose of the twinning program, to show how Muslims and Jews could work together for the common good, to respect each other as people, to respect each other's faiths, and then work together as Jews, as Muslims, putting the best foot forward for each religion, each Jew to put their Jewish foot best forward, for each Muslim to put their best Muslim foot forward, and to show how those faiths were there to really improve the world.
So this didn't focus on conflict over public issues.
No, absolutely not.
Middle East, but rather getting to know each other as persons and also as persons of faith.
Right. And the two things we did on the Sunday of that twinning weekend, and we had events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That Sunday, we had a roundtable discussion with three rabbis, representatives of another Jewish congregation, so four Jewish congregations, and three mosques, the imams from three mosques. And then after that, which Dr. Shibley and I felt very important to set the example for how Jews and Muslims can work together, we got Jewish and Muslim dentists and physicians to offer a health fair for the community that attended that twinning event.
Well, we only have about a minute left. Where do you want to go with this? Can you put that together and within a minute?
Well, we have a group that's been meeting monthly, and we call ourselves Building Bridges in Western New York. And we really don't want to make that. We've had some discussions. Should it be an official group? Should it just be what we call ourselves? And we don't want to conflict with other groups and the efforts, the great efforts that the Network of Religious Communities is doing, the National Federation of Just Communities, and all the other people working on interfaith efforts. But our focus is to get Muslims and Jews face-to-face together to talk to each other as people, to have fun together, to eat together, and to work on projects that can help our community
in
together.
In a sense, discovering each other as living and vibrant human beings.
Exactly.
That's the kind of thing that you want to work on.
Exactly.
And to go forward. Well, I thank you for being with us, Dr. Bob Stahls, geriatric physician, and who extends his kind of care as a physician to kind of knitting together communities, at least hoping to knit together the Jewish and the Muslim community here. Bob, thank you for joining us on this edition of Crossroads.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Stan.
And I'm Dr. Stan Bratton, Executive Director of the Network of Religious Communities, and I thank you for being with us on this edition of Crossroads. And have a very good week. Good day.